Okay, so here are the sheets. This is a very long and fun topic, a little confusing sometimes, but so yeah, we're not doing everything. So,
oh my gosh,
so
the topic.
So, like, we don't have time to do everything.
No, not the topic.
Okay, so this is one of my favorite topics because what does thoughts have to do for you in Judaism, reward and punishment? Do you get rewarded for your thoughts, punished for your thoughts? Now, there's some obvious clear things, right? We know that kavana is important for davening, right? Kavana might be important for mitzvahs. There's a whole debate whether you need kavana to be yotzei a mitzvah. Not the topic either. We know, everybody knows that one of the, either a mitzvah or a really, really important thing, there's a debate whether this is a mitzvah or not, is emunah in Hashem. It's either the basis of Judaism. I mean, it is the basis of Judaism. It might also be a mitzvah according to most opinions. But whatever it is, obviously, to have emunah is something thought-based, right? And there's certain mitzvos which are completely thought-based in the Torah. So there's a mitzvah of lo tisnas achicha bilavecha. You can't hate somebody in your heart, right? So assumingly, according to, that would be explained that you literally can't hate somebody in your thoughts if you go with that. So that would be another mitzvah that's mentioned in the Torah. But the question in general is when I think I wanted to do a mitzvah and I think I want to do a mitzvah, do I get a reward for my positive thoughts, the positive ideas I come up with? And do I get punished for the negative things that I'm thinking of doing? Okay. So I decide I want to eat at McDonald's. Okay. So, you know, the kosher food doesn't affect my system enough. I need to eat like the cheeseburgers that they have at McDonald's that, you know, I'm sure they don't spend a lot of time preparing it. So whatever it is, am I going to get punished for that at all? What's going to happen? How important are my thoughts in terms of overall Judaism? How do I view them? So the first source is a Gemara in Kedushin. This is the basis for everything. There's two Gemaras that are the basis for everything. Gemara in Kedushin and a Gemara in Yoma. We're going to see the different ways that the Rishonim explain these Gemaras and where this is coming from. So the Gemara says, and you probably all heard this when you were young, because I heard this when I was young, and I assume that everything I've heard, you have heard. So, you know, it's only like, you know, a 40-year difference. So, you know, how different could it be? There we go. So, Machshava Tova Mitzarfa Lamase. What was that?
How did you hear that?
What?
It's your birthday, my mom. It's your birthday on Sunday.
Oh, it's tomorrow, right?
Sunday is the 19th.
You're the 18th. I'm the 18th. I'm the day before you. Yeah.
Happy
so,
thank
you.
Is that like fun that you don't have?
Thank you. I need to, one second. So the Gemara says, Machshava Tova Mitzarfa Lamase. A good thought is connected to an action. You ever heard this? That you get rewarded for your positive thoughts about wanting to do a mitzvah. That's what I was talking about from when you're really young. You ever heard this? Yep, you've heard it. Yeah, okay. So, it gets it from Pasuk and Malachi. I'm going to skip most of the Pasuk to the next line. It talks about Liyireh Hashem, L'choshvei Shemo. It connects Yireh Hashem, people who fear Hashem, to people who think about his name. Mayu L'choshvei Shemo, what does that mean? Amar Avasi Afilu Chashav Adam Lasos Mitzvah Vinenas Velo Asa Ma'ala Vakasuki Ilo Asa. So even if a person thought about doing a mitzvah and they didn't do it, the Torah makes it if you had actually done that mitzvah. Fascinating. So I could not have done the mitzvah. There was some onus blocked me from being able to do this mitzvah. There's no way for me to do it. I was trying to do it. Okay. So I'm thinking about all the buses that got stopped at the rally, you know, flat tires and got turned back and whatever. So, Machshava Tova Mitzarfa Lamaisa. So, basically, God will make it as if you did it. That's the first case. The second one, the next paragraph, Machshava Ra, Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzarfa Lamaisa. But if you think something bad, Hashem does not connect it to an action. So, and then he goes through the different proofs where he gets it from, the proof where he gets it from Yirmiyahu. So if I was planning on doing an Avera, quote unquote, because we'll get back to this in a minute. So I wanted to do an Avera and I didn't do the Avera. My thoughts don't count in terms of the Avera. Now, this is going to contradict another Gemara, which we'll get to in a minute. But it seems like I don't get the Avera, okay? There's a question whether this concept only applies to Jews, right? So in the next paragraph, talking about non-Jews might be different. But at least for Jews, our thought process doesn't... if I think to do something wrong, I think to do an Avera, that does not affect me, quote unquote, at all. So, if we skip now, I have a particular order I did this in, and then I decided, hey, I'm going to do it in a different order, which is the way that I make all my sheets and notes, but I usually make them in one order. So if you turn the page for 1 second, there is an amazing Gemara in Yoma. Okay. Herhure Avera, it's a source 7, sorry. Herhure Avera Kashu Me'Avera, or Kashu Me'Avera. Thoughts of an Avera are worse than the Avera itself. If I think about doing an Avera, it's actually worse than the Avera itself. So we just had a Gemara that says, Machshava Tova, Machshava Ra isn't Mitzar Felamasa. Shem doesn't punish you basically for your bad thoughts. And here it says your bad thoughts are actually worse than an Avera. Has anyone ever heard this line? Avera Kashim Avera? Okay. So this is your thoughts are worse than the Avera. So what does that mean? So if I eat a cheeseburger, my thinking that I want to go eat a cheeseburger is worse than the actual eating the cheeseburger. Does that make any sense? And it contradicts the other Gemara. What does this mean? So it's a fascinating question. What does this mean? So there are a few different answers, and they actually affect everything we do with our thoughts, how it affects everything we think about. So Rashi in Source 8 puts her Hurever on one specific thing. He calls it Tavas Nashim, right? Someone has a desire for women, and particularly if a man is thinking about women, or any type of avera related to something inappropriate, specific for that. But that's not the way most people explain this Gemara. So if you look at the Rambam in Source 10 in the Mor Nevuchim, this is, I love this Rambam. So the Rambam says, and this Rambam is going to be very confusing, okay? Because you don't know where to draw the line here in this Rambam. The Rambam says, V'chol pishei ha'adam v'chata'av amnam heim nimshachem achar ha'chomer shalom. Right? All things that we sin in, basically, go after our physicality. Hanifsad, right? That's going to fall apart eventually, right? Lo acharei tzura. So not after your tzura, your form. What is your form? Your intellect, which was the belief system. That's what the soul was, right? The soul is your intellect, according to the Rambam, according to most Rishonim, right? That's another fun topic that I love to talk about. But the classic view was that it was your intellect. So your sins come from, you know, you make do a sin. When I sin, I eat a cheeseburger. What ate the cheeseburger? My body, my physical body. So he says, Kvar yadata amram hehur avera kashin me'avera. But we know the concept that thoughts of an avera are worse than an avera. I generally sin with my body. So what does it mean, thoughts of an avera are worse than an avera, says the Rambam? V'lip b'fei risho. My explanation, Perish Nifla Ma'od, a wonderful, credible explanation. I'm going to give you an incredible explanation. Okay? V'husha Adam Kisha Yimra Amnam Yira Mitzad HaMikrim Hanim Shacham Achar Chomer Shalom. Generally, if somebody goes and sins, they rebel. What are they rebelling with? Their body, their physical body, right? Why? Because you go after the desires of the physicality. Right, a person follows the desires of their physical body. Why do I want to eat a cheeseburger? Because it looks delicious. I like to taste things. It's part of my physical nature, right? Somebody's all of a sudden going, wow, woolen linen feels really good, you know? So somebody must say that somewhere. So I have to do Chardonnays, okay? Somebody must have the Yetzer Hara for Chardonnays somewhere. You know, anything that you do, any sin that you do, right? Well, you'd assume that why does someone go after Avodah Zarah? Is it usually an intellectual thing? It's because they have a desire to follow certain people. Sometimes it's intellectual. But most other sins, what?
Lying.
Sugar. Right, so why am I lying?
Maybe popularity.
I want people, right? I'm afraid of what's going to happen to me. It's not really my intellect sitting there trying to figure out what's going on. It's my physical body that's actually sinning. It's my speech that sinned. And it's because of a desire for me, right, to basically be selfish and cover me. And what's basic nature of all creatures? Be selfish. So the idea is to put it where it covers me, where it makes me look better, right? It's all based on a desire. I'm not sitting there going, you know what? Lying sounds like a very important thing for me to do. Nobody's saying that. I'm lying because I want to cover up everything. So it's sort of it's based upon your physical nature, right? You know what I'm saying? So it's based upon your physical nature, and you do it physically with speech. The only time you really rebel against God and these types of things is with your animalistic nature. Your thought is what your form is. It's your neshama. If I, in my thoughts, in my non-physical nature, just my thoughts, if I in my thoughts rebel against God, I think these mitzvos are stupid. Somebody says that, right? They think that, they think about how they want to sin, right? So when they think in their thoughts are the actual higher level part of the human being. They're the higher nature of the human being. They're not physical. They're not animalistic. They're not material, right? So therefore, my thoughts, which are completely spiritual, which are godlike, which are my form, my soul, I am sinning in the higher level part of me because I'm sinning with my thoughts. So the Rambam says, therefore, ve'ein chet misha avar ve'heved, eved sachal k'chet misha, heved ben chorin chashuv, right? It's no different, you know, a person who sins when you have somebody who's not, you know, if you have somebody who's free and understands things and they're important, that sin is much worse than when you have some sort of fool, who is not intellectual. So it's much worse when you're dealing with somebody who's more intellectual, when you're dealing with somebody that's on a higher level. My thoughts make it worse because my thoughts are the higher part. So what does this mean? So obviously you can't be getting the same avera by thinking about something literally than just by thinking about an avera than actually doing the avera. Is that actually literally possible? So in the next source, Rabbeinu Bachya wrote a sefer called Kara Kemach. He follows the Aleph Beis and goes through different points. And here it's on Taras Halev. And he gives a whole bunch of definitions of what Hehura Avera are. So if you go down to where it says Bet in that paragraph, he quotes the Ramban. And this Ramban, incredibly enough, is going to slightly contradict a later Ramban, and we'll kind of have to explain that later. So the Ramban says, he goes, Aval harav hagadol harambanzo, perish, hehura avera kashin me'avera achar masa ha'avera. When is the thoughts of an avera worse? After you do the avera. So let's give an example. I was on my way. I decide today, let's go back to the McDonald's case, okay? Truthfully, I would be Wendy's, you know, the square hamburgers. Just the thing about a square hamburger just looks good to me. So I decide I'm going to eat Wendy's, okay? I go to eat Wendy's, okay? I get in my car. I'm out, able to go to Wendy's, and all of a sudden I get to the Wendy's and it's shut down. Did I do an Avera? At all? So the Ramban saying no. What's the Avera? What does Hehura Avera mean? What it means is, if I go to the Wendy's, I could sit there, drive by Wendy's and go, hey, Wendy's, let's go in. Never was thinking about it beforehand. Or I could be spending weeks thinking about Wendy's, how much I want to have this burger. I'm going to go eat it. I'm going to have it. And then eventually I do the Avera. That compounds the Avera. It makes it much, much worse. And your punishment is much, much worse. That's what the Rambam says. But if I were just thinking about the Avera, planning the Avera, I'm not getting a worse punishment for the Avera. I'm not getting a horrible punishment for the Avera. That's only if I actually do the action. Because I thought about it, I planned it, it makes it worse, right? It's premeditated. I planned it. I made my Yetzer Hara worse. I kept going and going and going. And then I actually do the Avera? Wow, that punishment is going to be huge. Versus if I just did the Avera. If I sit there and I'm, you know, driving around, I'm like, I have this great piece of Lashon Hara I want to say about, Bob. And I'm driving around and I want to say this Lashon Hara about Bob. And all I'm thinking is I can't wait to tell somebody, right? So I'm going to come to this alum shir and I'm going to tell them the greatest piece of Lashon Hara that I've ever heard, right? Versus I'm talking to you and all of a sudden I say Lashon Hara. So obviously it's much worse when I've been planning it. That's the Ramban's version, okay? So therefore there's no contradiction between the two Gemaras. One Gemara is telling you that your bad thoughts don't affect you if you don't actually do the action. But Hehura Avera is talking about we did the action and that's why it's so much worse. Yeah. Who's Amazon? Yeah.
I understand that you can just think about an Avera.
Yeah.
Without doing it, and then that in itself can be a little bit problematic. But is it possible to do an Avera without thinking about it first? Because when you're doing it,
we do a lot of errors like
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
So that's better.
When you're actually doing the action, you're inherently thinking about it also.
Yeah, but it's not like I spent time planning it, meaning it's not as premeditated. It could have, but yeah, but I'm saying that's the difference between the two cases. If I spend a week trying to figure out how I'm going to sin, that's different than I just gave into my Yetzer Hara right now. I've actually, my thoughts are really the problem. Yeah, obviously the little thought that you have isn't going to be bad, but it's not as bad as the last, you know, I'm sitting here drawing up plans, you know, going to AI, trying to figure out how to sin, you know? So I don't know. That would be much worse, but the Rambam is saying, I don't even have to sin, actually do the action to get some sort of a harsh punishment. So, right, it's technically worse. Is it, am I going to get, let's say, for example, let's take the same case. So if I was driving to Wendy's and I, taking very extreme case, right? Okay. Or the Lashon Hara case, right? Okay. I had this big juicy piece of Lashon Hara and I really want to say it. I was planning on saying it. And the only reason I couldn't say it, I was going to say it to my friend George. And the only reason I couldn't say it to my friend George is he moved away and I can't find him, right? Can't say the Lashon Hara anymore. I haven't done any tshuva. According to Ramban, I don't seem to get a punishment, but according to the Rambam, I would get punished. Does that mean I get the same exact punishment as that? No, but it's just worse because ideally it's worse because I'm ruining my more spiritual aspect of myself, right? So that is the way that he views it. So if you go to the first page, so this causes a problem with the Rambam, which we have to get back to. Yeah.
On the flip side, if you do a mitzvah without thinking about it, does that make your svar less?
Interesting. I would assume yes, for the same logic.
Yeah, it could go back.
I'm saying meaning, I wouldn't say less, I would say it's more when you think about it.
If you're just programmed to do something.
Yeah, so outside of the debate, because there's something called mitzvos. Do you need mitzvos for yichus kavana? Do you mitzvos need kavana?
Yeah, I guess so.
And we follow the opinion that they do, but all that kavana means is that I know I'm doing a mitzvah. So I can know I'm doing a mitzvah for a week. I don't think that changes anything. But the fact, if I'm excited about the mitzvah and I think about it and I want to do it, that excitement, there is a concept of Tachas Hashem Atzah Hashem Lakacha B'Simcha V'Tuv Levav says. So we were punished because we didn't serve Hashem B'Simcha. So there's actually a debate what this means, but most of the Rishonim go that there's a mitzvah of Simcha. And a lot of the Rishonim, like Rabbeinu Bachya, in a different place in Kanakama. So he says that you basically, it's talking about Simcha by mitzvahs. When I'm happy by a mitzvah, when I'm excited about it, so that could be a case where I'm thinking about how much I want to do a mitzvah. So I'm excited about the mitzvah, that makes the mitzvah even greater. And if I don't have Simcha in the mitzvah, he says it lowers the mitzvah. So that obviously would affect things. Obviously, if you have more kavana doing a mitzvah, and you're thinking about other things. So for example, if I put tefillin on and I think of all the symbolisms behind tefillin, so I'm going to get more of a reward. If I have excitement coming towards a mitzvah, I'm going to get more reward. If it's just the fact that I know I have to do a mitzvah, it's like, oh, next week is Hanukkah. I've been thinking about it all week. You know, like, do I have the right menorah? Do I have this? But I'm not really excited about it. I'm not really, right? I'm not really, I don't know if that affects anything. I wouldn't, you know, all I'm doing is I'm thinking about the thing. I'm checking something off a list, but I'm just thinking about it all week. It's actually the stress of Hanukkah coming up. You know, like, do I have the right stuff? Right? Man, I got to trim the bushes in front of my window, you know, so people can see it, you know, outside, maybe. You know, like whatever it is, you know, like who's going to host the Hanukkah party? So everybody's all nervous about all the Hanukkah related things, but that doesn't mean that that thinking is going to give you reward. Maybe the fact that you overcame all your nervousness might give you some reward, but it's about the excitement for the mitzvah or about the bigger intention you have for the mitzvah. That should work. Yeah, that should work as well. So the Rambam still leaves us with a problem, and Rabbeinu Bachya seems to agree with the Rambam that your thoughts are a higher level part of a human being. So it still leaves us with a problem because we had one Gemara which says that the thoughts of an Avera are worse than the Avera, right? And the Rambam says, even if you don't do the action, it's bad. But on the other hand, there's another Gemara that says that we don't get punished for our bad thoughts. So how do you put those two together? Rambam doesn't explain, right? It's a problem. It's a contradiction. So to give a couple of different points, so if you go back to page one, there's a Me'iri in source three. And the Me'iri says something fascinating. He says that Leolam Yizar Adam Shalahar Her Ba'avera, a person should always be careful. Now, this is the Me'iri on the Gemara that says that you your bad thoughts don't get connected, right? So you don't get punished for your bad thoughts. A person should always be careful not to have to think of an aveira, even though Hashem does not connect it to an action, is if you did the action, right? Even though the Gemara says machshavara does not get connected, you don't get this massive punishment there. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for the ma'aseh, klomar, she'ein ne'nashba, ki'ilu asa ma'aseh. I'm thinking how much I want to say this Lashon Hara, right? And I don't end up doing it, not because I did Shuvah, but I don't end up doing it. I forgot about it. I don't end up doing it, right? So I'm not going to get the punishment as if I said Lashon Hara. That's what that Gemara means. But the Me'iri, the great Rishon, the Me'iri, he says, mikol makom ne'nashu aleh, you're still going to get punished. It just means you won't get the exact same punishment. If I wanted to do a mitzvah, I'm running to go help someone, to get tzedakah for somebody, and then they disappear, right? I'm collecting all the tzedakah for a person. They disappear. So I get the same exact mitzvah. Exactly. I get the mitzvah points. They're checked off. I get the same reward. Because I was trying. I wanted to do the mitzvah. I just couldn't in the end. On the other hand, if I'm thinking that I'm running to do an Avera and I'm thinking about the Avera and I don't do it, it's not that I'm not getting punished. That's not what that Gemara meant. It's I'm not getting the same punishment, right? Eating non-kosher, go back to the Wendy's case, right? I would get whipped. That's a normal punishment, right? I would get whipped for eating the non-kosher food. But it doesn't mean that if I have this bad thought that I wanted to do it and I stopped doing it, not out of tshuva, I just couldn't go. Wendy's disappeared, right? I'm not getting whipped like I would in the times of Torah, whatever equivalent we have today. But what it does mean is that whoever kashem ever is, I still would be punished, just not the same level of punishment. So even according to Rambam, who says it's a worse thing because you're using your intellectual thing, it's not that you're getting a worse punishment, you're getting actually a lesser punishment. It's just a worse idea, meaning your thoughts are, it's terrible to do that. So according to that view, if I'm running to an avera and I don't do actual tshuva from doing this avera, from wanting to do this avera, I actually will get punished. I just won't get the same punishment. So that's the famous debate between the Rambam and the Meiri versus the Ramban, supposedly, because we have to see a different Ramban in a second. Yeah.
Would you only get punished like through God? Because like, unless you express your thoughts and like your intention, nobody would know that you wanted to do the avera.
Only through God, yeah.
You'd only get punished through God.
So let's say it was in the times of the Beis HaMikdash where they actually whipped people for eating non-kosher. It would be like, we're not allowed, Beis Din's not allowed to whip anybody, so it'd be the same punishment as today, probably. If it were true, meaning, but we don't have that with the thoughts, we don't have the same exact punishment, we have a lesser punishment. Mm-hmm. But so in the end, the Gemara is saying that you don't get the same exact punishment, so you would get something different anyway. Mm-hmm. But if it was the same, that's what it would be. Meaning it's thoughts, it would be the same thing. So let's say somebody violates something that's thought-based, like hating somebody in their heart, and you assume that it's completely based upon that concept of thought-based. So you would get some form of actual punishment, but it can't be anything based in can't. Nobody can testify that you hate somebody in your heart, right? So there are a few more things. I see I'm going to run out of time soon, so I'm just going to try to get through a couple of things. There's a Gemara which mentions this. It's brought down in all the opinions that, just do this outside quickly, that there is one time where everybody agrees that your bad thoughts affect you even though you didn't technically do an avera. You get a punishment. In fact, you get the equal punishment. What's the case? I was eating food that I thought was non-kosher. Again, an extreme case. I'm just trying to get to this. That's the Gemara's case. I thought this was pig meat. Nevela meat, and it's actually kosher meat, but I had the thought that I was eating non-kosher meat. Did I actually eat any non-kosher meat? No, I did an action of eating kosher meat. But there's no argument about this. Because I did an action, even though it wasn't the actual wrong thing, and I had the bad thought, I get the exact same punishment. So, right, because I did an action, I connected my thought with an action. So who cares if the food's actually kosher? I thought and did, quote unquote, an action of an avera. So that actually you would be punished for. So there's an amazing, Shlomo Zalman Orbach talks about when, I know it's two holidays away, but on Purim, when you get Mishloach Manos, right? And this could be any time. Somebody comes to your house and gives you food, right? The famous question now with the Chayalim getting all this food from people and they don't know where it comes from, right? So, and you have no idea what this person really shops. You're just going to assume that it's kosher, right? But normally you wouldn't do that. You'd check out all products, right? Check out people. But, you know, people gave you Mishloach Manos, I'll assume it's kosher. He goes, that's like eating non-kosher food, right? And thinking, he says, you can't do that. He says, you don't know if this person, it's one thing if you know the person's kashrus. That's fine, right? You know people, right? I know my neighbor. I know this person keeps perfect kashrus. I don't have to check anything they do, right? But you get some random people. You have no idea what the kashrus is like in their home, right? You're getting from the shul rabbi, you're okay. But you don't know, like, you don't know certain people. You don't have no idea the level of their kashrus. And if you're in certain communities, you might know everybody has the same level, but not most communities. You don't know. And you get Mishloach Manos from some random person, right? You don't know if they have the same level of kashrus as you, and you eat that without checking it out. He believes that that is no different than this case. You are going to be punished for, it's as if you basically said, you went to like, going to the store and you're like, it doesn't have a shkacha, it might be kosher, it might not be kosher. And basically it's no more different than that case. That's what Shlomo Zalman Orbach said. So he wrote this in a tshuva. I didn't have it on the sheet, I apologize. But it's an interesting tshuva of Shlomo Zalman Orbach where he says that he's worried about that as well. Does everyone take that as extreme? I don't know. He's the only one I saw that said that. But that is the way he actually explains, like any case where somebody brings you food, you have no idea of their kashrus level. It's no different. You would get the same. Your thoughts that you didn't check out the kashrus connected with the food, even if it's completely kosher, it turns out it's kosher, you get an avera.
Only if you don't know where it came from, though. And if you don't know the person.
So if they don't, you don't know their kashrus, they bake something, or they have something without a label, and you don't know the level of their kashrus, right? Some
you
people.
Know the person.
You don't know the person well.
You don't,
or you know them, but you have no idea what their kashrus level is. Like, It might not be the same as yours. You have no idea. Some people you know, right? But some people, I don't know their actual level. So you said that, that's no different. Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
So, right.
Yeah.
So that's a fascinating thing with Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. So I want to finish with off with one thing from the Ramban that almost seems to contradict. And again, I'll do it outside just because of a quick thing. But Rav, the Ramban, and he's the Geras HaKodesh. So he actually says something very fascinating. He says that, you know, our intellect, our intelligence is based upon Kedusha, things that come down from Shemayim. This is where the Ramban as a Kabbalist comes out, right? Things come down from Shemayim, and it comes down like a spring with all the stuff. Sorry, comes down, and then they, you know, it comes down. And he says, when you sit and think about higher level things, your thoughts go and connect to Shemayim. This is like a classic Kabbalistic thing, right? And your thoughts connect to Shemayim, and therefore everything becomes greater because you're bringing this Kedusha to Shemayim. On the other hand, if you're thinking terrible things, or in it, right, or things that are not appropriate, or things that are about sinning or things along those lines, you're kind of connecting to Shemayim with Tuma. And therefore, he said that it kind of explains the line a little bit, even though he seems to imply that you don't technically get an Avera for this some in the other place where we mentioned, quoted by Rabbeinu Bachya, but he says it kind of explains a little bit of the line of Hehura Avera Kasher Me'Avera, why it's worse, because of the fact that, again, you're to Shemayim connecting this Tuma, this concept of your thoughts that are always connected, always to Shemayim. Can you fit that in with the other Ramban, where he seems to say that you don't get punished for it? So maybe you don't get punished for it. He's just saying that it's a bad concept to actually, even according to the Ramban, it's not a great thing to think about doing an Avera. Just you may not get punished for it. That would be the only difference. But it still is a bad concept because you're bringing that Tuma sort of to Shemayim. Okay, so that's kind of the shir overall in terms of thoughts. There's a lot more we could say, but you know, we'll just have to stop here for now. But thank you very much for coming. And